Just to go on even a little bit, is that a little loud yet? Sounds a little loud. So, boys and girls, I think of even the boys and girls that are here tonight and even the adults, that what's most important we talk about many times is about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Who knows what the gospel, boys? No, I won't ask the adults. Young kids, anybody, the gospel, way in back, right there. Yes, you. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Jesus' word. What about the gospel? What about Jesus' word? Anybody? Yes. That is true. What is the gospel, though? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Right? I didn't want to ask you adults. Those, you know. So, many times it's about believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. You must see that you're first a sinner, right? And that Christ died for us because of our sin, because we are born in Adam, right? And then even 1 John 5 talks about, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may K-N-O-W know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And I hope everyone here truly understands that, right? Even as from life unto death, as you believe, as you go to heaven by believing on Christ. And that it's your choice many times. Oh, let's do that. Oh, Johnny. Okay. He's on his way. What was that? Houston, we have a problem, right? Remember that? I don't know why we just lost it. Could have been me. Oh, here comes Paul. Good. Another song. Let's sing. What'd I do? Anyways, we'll keep going. So it's about the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that you go from born again to go to heaven. Okay, you still working on it? Ah, there we go. What'd I do? I don't know. So, hold on, Paul. No, I ain't moving. This ain't working. I might have to use the thing. Try this. That ain't working. So even on Sunday, remember Pastor Gus was talking about the emoji, right? We must constantly see. Remember Leonard Racky used to always say it was a can of maggots. That's what the phrase that he used to always use. And this, there you go. So I got to use the, is this working? Okay. Let's see. Oh, there you go. So as we constantly see that we are not able to go to heaven because of Adam's sin, our belief in Christ, we have a choice to believe heaven or hell, based on what Jesus Christ did for our sins, right? You want to get that phone? No. It's your choice. So, Ephesians 1 talks about, in whom we have also trusted after that we heard the word of truth, that's when you got saved, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also you also that believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. So when you got saved, the Spirit of God comes in you. He seals you on the day of the promise. And he says, "The grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed in the day of redemption." So the whole living the Christian life is right there in a nutshell. Grieve not the Holy Spirit. As we continue, many times even you think of the state of Minnesota has its own seal. The president has his own seal. And even the Holy Spirit has his own seal. We don't know what and that's Jesus Christ. And because of that, we are sealed and we are, I lost my thought here. And that as we continue to be in the Christian life, because of that sealing, the Spirit of God in us, the hope of glory, we can live this Christian life. How do we make this Christian life work? That's the question that everyone constantly works on. How do we make this thing work? There's some principles that we need to understand. First of all, we need to understand because of when Christ died for our sin, he took away the penalty of sin for us, right? He then also took away, because of the sealing, the power of sin. And in Romans 6, we talk about knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, and henceforth we should not serve sin. For he is dead, is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead in Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over us. So when the Spirit of God comes in us, he took care of the old man and gave us a new nature. And the sin nature becomes the old sin nature, and that new nature, and there's a war and there's a battle going on in our lives constantly. It also says, then, how do we have victory when there's a battle going on? In Romans, as it continues, let's see if I can get it there. There you go. It says, "Likewise, reckon ye also yourself to be dead indeed under sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lusts thereof. Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members of instruments of righteousness under God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace." So, because of that new nature, that sealing, that Spirit of God that comes into our lives, we are able to have victory in the Christian life. And that as we continue, it says, neither yield. So the whole thing is, we're not going to, it says, grieve not the Holy Spirit. Well, how do we do that? We yield to one or the other. That's what we need to do. One or the other. Who are we yielding to? That is our constant battle that we have in the Christian life. Who are we yielding to? So in Philippians 3:10, it says, "That I may know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death." So the Bible says that he wants us to know him. How do we get to know him? By yielding to the Spirit of God, walking by faith, trusting him. And a verse that I always keeps going back, and we'll just constantly go, and you'll see it probably in every message I do, which I love, is Romans 12. 1 and 2. There you go. It says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present, yield your bodies, a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable, perfect word of God, will of God." So, we start off, Romans 12:1, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God." Who's in control? Who are you yielding to? Are you willing to trust him? And it says even in 2 Peter 1:3, it says, "According to this divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness." How come he can do that? if you got God in you, what more do you want? You can have the Spirit of God. He's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. So it's here it is. We're talking about the mercies of God. He's talking about how we're able, the things that pertain unto life and godliness, the Spirit of God working through you. Ephesians 2:10 talks about, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. So God wants us to do works, but who's motivating is the question, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. So there you are. We're created for his glory, created unto to serve the living and true God. And Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Where's the power? As we live this Christian life, as we go from day to day, who's motivating your life? Who are you trusting? Are you walking by faith? Are you yielding to the Spirit of God? Or are you yielding to the flesh? The battle's there. God's looking at what you think. Fruits or things that you will do will come later. Can't judge you by what we look at. I'm looking at 125 different people, 250 eyes looking at me. I have no clue where you're at. But that's okay. God knows, right? God's working in your heart as he's working in mine. And where you're at, I don't know. That's between you and the Lord. So we continue. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God that you present. So we see the power, mercies of God. You present. You yield yourselves. Who are you yielding to? Who are you trusting? That present your body, the living sacrifice. We'll continue on. We'll just keep going here. I want to highlight that. So it says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. For it's God that worketh in you, both the will and the do of his good pleasure. Are you yielding to the Spirit of God? Are we trusting him? Are we walking by faith? So often we look for the fruit. And the fruit again will be there. God wants your heart. Let this mind be in you, transforming your mind into the image of Christ. And that's where the emphasis should always be. And that's where the emphasis of grace is always. It's what you think. So we continue, and we'll continue. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies, there's the power, of God, that you present, you yield your bodies a living sacrifice unto him. He's going to motivate you. He's going to do it. You just yield to him. Acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable servant. And it's reasonable. It's unreasonable not, because you got the Spirit of God in you. And be not conformed to this world. 1 John 2:15 says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the Father, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. It's not of the Father, but of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. It's so easy to love the world. It's so easy to follow our flesh. We have such an anchoring for the world. That sin nature is constantly just going. But you don't have to yield to it. You have the power. You have the Spirit of God to, by faith, move through it. So we continue, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good, acceptable, and perfect will. How do you renew your mind? By the Word of God. Psalms 19:105. Thy word is the lamp unto my feet and the light unto my path. There are times you're going through the day. You ask yourself, how much time have I been spending in the Word of God? Am I talking to him? And you think about relationship. The Lord wants a relationship with you. And I'm sure everyone here that's gone through a relationship or in a relationship, you know, the Lord just wants to talk with you. It's not a matter of do's and don'ts. Am I doing this? Am I doing that? Am I doing this or doing that? The Lord just wants to talk to you. Say, hey, what's cooking? What's going on? You know, he wants that relationship with you. A child of God, child of his. Also says, 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Are you studying the word of God? Are you spending time in him? Are you praying with him? Though those are fruits, but it shows by the attitude. God looks at the heart. If you're willing to serve him, you're willing to walk out by faith. As you continue, you take the word of God by faith and you move. You move on. And you know what? Every one of us has our own world to live in. But it's God's world too. So as we continue on, it says, and we'll keep going. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, God's power, right? That you present, yield your body a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. How do you know that? Well, through the word. Spending time in the word. Being filled with the Spirit. As we continue, it says, wherefore, be not unwise or understanding what the will of the Lord is, but be filled with the Spirit. Are you yielding to the Spirit of God? That's how this whole thing works. Are we trusting him? Are we yielding to him? Are we using in the word of God by faith, motivated, and move on? Psalms 32:8, many times, real easy, talks about, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eye. I always use this verse in my messages too. I love this verse. God says, I will instruct thee, I will teach thee, and I will teach you or show you the way you shall go. Because he'll guide me with his eye. Because I'm trusting him. Proverbs 16:9 talks about, a man's heart devises his way, but God, the Lord directs his steps. Well, each day we're going through life. We trust in him. We allowing him to lead us, to guide us, to teach us. Isn't that interesting? It's all mental. It's all mental. I'm not mental, but it's all mental. It's what God, what think ye of Christ. And constantly seeing our inability, God's ability. Our inability, God's ability. Our inability to do what's right before the Lord, and we need God's ability through the Spirit of God to walk, to show us. Yielding to him, trusting him. From common verse again, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 again. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. And that's hard to do sometimes when there's a lot of trials and difficulties in your life. But God has overcome those trials. He's the God of heaven. He's going to take care of you forever and ever and ever and ever. Forever. But will he take care of us today? Yeah. We kind of go, maybe. No, we need to check our attitudes there. Another easy, Romans 8:28. And we know that all things are working together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to the purpose, his purpose. Again, may not be, as I look at it, as good, but God said it's for his good. He's working it out for his glory. And we don't always trust that. And that's where you need to confess that, move on, and trust the Lord. That he's going to take care of you. He's going to be that guide for you. You know, in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." You just never know what's coming your way. But God does. God will direct you. He says, "And just give thanks, because he's a big God." We put God in this little box many times and say, this is all as good as he's going to get. It's such a narrow-minded, feeble opinion of God. He's a big God, and he takes care of us. And even I know many of you, as you've gone through trials and difficulties, and then boom, the Lord directs. And you're going, oh, thank you, Lord. Didn't expect that, but man, thank you. You know, and so often we get tied up in the externals as we look at the fruit more than the faith. And, you know, there is a verse in Galatians 5:1. It says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty where Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Stand firm on what you believe, trusting him." You know, the old Aretha Franklin, freedom, you know. I can't sing. But the Lord knows. The Lord will take care of you. There is liberty. And that liberty is found in trusting and being motivated by the Spirit of God. That's where you find your liberty. It's by allowing him the work through on this new power source that God has given us to enable us to move, to trust. You know, the Spirit of God is there. We trust it, we'll go. And that power source is the Spirit of God. And that's why in even Galatians 5:16 says, "This I say, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh." There you go. How do you walk? Walk in Spirit. Trust the Lord. Having our attitudes yielding to him, allowing him to work in and through us this Christian life. You know, so often, as we look at the outside, again, there's 125 people here. The Lord knows your heart. You know, he says, "For the Lord does not see as a man sees, but God looks. But man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks at your heart." There you go. The Lord doesn't know. The Lord knows your heart. He wants to trust you. That's why he can use a child in many respects to bring honor and glory to him. Because that child would just go, "Here I am," you know, having fun. And I hope that's our attitude, that child attitude. And so often as we go through this Christian life, there's a phrase that I've always liked. And it says, we don't work at living the Christian life. We work at letting him take control. And that's how you live the Christian life. You're constantly working at letting the Lord take control in our life as we're yielding to him. In chapter 4 of Hebrews says, he says, "Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it." Verse 9 says, "Therefore remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that entereth into his rest, he also has ceased from his own work." There you are, yielding to the Spirit of God, right? You cease from your own works, as God did from his. "Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is a quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even into dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints of marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of our heart." So it goes back to the same thing. We'll go back one. We don't work at living the Christian life. We work at letting God take control. That's where we're constantly mentally making that response. Am I trusting? Am I yielding? Do I desire the Lord? Studying thy word. Having the Spirit of God in us. Work through each one of us to be what God wants us to be. So are you working? and not to live the Christian life, but let him take control? Are you yielding to him? We all have the same issue. Let's go this way. So, you think about today's even message. It's short and sweet. Took a little longer than I figured. Are you trusting? Are you yielding to the Spirit of God that is in you to produce this Christian life that would bring honor, glory? What are you doing? I would hope, and even in the verse at the end is, says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Are you coming unto the Lord? Are you trusting him? The Word of God says, he can make it happen. You have the power in you, if you're saved, to trust him. As you trust the Word of God, as you walk in by faith, you know, it's not all about the do's and don'ts. God will produce those do's and don'ts through his Spirit, that new divine nature. It's about you just yielding to the Spirit of God and walking by faith. It's a mental response. You are what you think to live this Christian life. Let's pray. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for the opportunity just to talk about your word. Thank you for all that you've provided, and just pray that we would be willing and yielding vessels as unto you, trusting you, and living this Christian life that you will produce and help us go through. Thank you for constantly see our inability and God's ability. As we live the Christian life, as we had to see it for salvation, no question, we have to see it for living the Christian life. We thank you for that. We thank you.